you can be free from the enemy. There's an interesting verse in the Bible that reveals a life-changing secret. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you'll serve. Whether the God of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you're living. But as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. As a young convert to a real and vibrant Christianity, I searched for Christian music. My brain had been fueled and filled with Aerosmith, Jethro Tull, Michael Jackson, Elvis, David Bowie, Boz Scaggs, and Jimmy Buffett. I love music, and my taste in music was quite eclectic. However, I often struggle with anger, depression, and insecurity. Have you ever filled your brain with bad lyrics and bad information? I believe that freedom can only become ours when we fill our minds with good thoughts, Bible verses, positive music. I've always heard it said, garbage in, garbage out. One day I discovered a song Bob Dylan included in his first album after his decision for Christ. These words rocked my mind. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. I'll never forget the impact that it had on me. I burned my albums that contained demonic symbolism, hatred, rebellion, and violence. I recognized I could serve God, or I could serve the devil, myself, or someone else. I chose to serve God with my life, my finances, and my talents. Have you ever made this dramatic decision to make Jesus your Savior and Lord? Many want a Savior, but most struggle with Christ as Lord, Master, and King. Ultimately, the Lordship of Christ in your life is critical. Will you make Him Lord today? Then you can say with confidence, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who's in you is greater than the one who's in the world. 1 John 4:4. You see, He's either the Lord of all or not Lord at all. James 2:14 says, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Marc Goulet.